Is Dave?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing today, sir? My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in the state of Florida?
I am.
Awesome. If you don't mind me asking, sir, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Now, there's a House Bill 49 currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night, and more than 30 hours a week in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I haven't looked into it. I got to look at the bill. I got to read the bill before I say anything.
Understandable, sir. Now, the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
No.
Would you support or oppose that?
I won't support that, no.
Okay, so you would oppose it. Now, would you oppose it strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, it depends if they're felony or not. If they're felony, they should be, you know, we should have the right to know who they are.
Okay. Okay, so you would strongly oppose it. Would that be correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
I'm not too much understanding that bill. I mean, what's that bill going to do?
Okay, no, let me go and give you the first part of that particular question, okay? Now, the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Now, would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? You said that you would oppose that. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the next one says, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Would you support or oppose legislation that would do that?
To conceal the names? No.
Okay, so you would oppose it strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
The tax what?
The tax burden in Florida. Do you feel the state and local tax is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
That's a little high.
A little high.
Some spots.
Now, in terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue relatively wasteful manner or in an efficient manner?
It depends what county you're in. I mean, you know, we have 67 counties here in Florida. So that's
okay.
Not going to be up to it's every single county's not the same. So
understandable. And
yeah,
we are ready that.
Not, yeah.
That is okay, sir. Don't worry about that, okay? We like to hear your opinion, and we're taking note of it, okay? Now,
yeah.
A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
You can't give necessary care and treatment over the phone. So that's, you know, if you're 200 miles away and you got your horse dying,
uh-huh.
What are you going to do? That's
okay.
That's another one that's,
okay.
Wow.
Okay. So you would say that, would you support a legislation that would give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services? Or you can say that you're undecided. That's no problem.
Undecided on that. Just put that on
okay.
there, please.
Yeah, all right.
Now, the
cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
Again, I mean, if you got a horse in need or something like that, how are you going to get the medicines over again, undecided.
I understand,
anybody over the phone.
I understand. Now, telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Now, telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Sure.
Okay, so you would support that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, veterinary PAs are like a physical assistant trying to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
That's a long way. Again, you're reading me all this stuff, and I haven't looked it up or anything like that, so I'll probably be on the
okay.
side on that.
No problem, sir. Now, do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspapers on a regular basis?
Can you say that again?
Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
They should.
They should. How likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, very unlikely to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website?
Somewhat likely, I'm assuming. Hey, I've got to run to this restaurant. We're almost ready to eat. We got to sit down. How much longer does this take?
If you will give me just a couple of more minutes, I promise you.
Okay. Can you call me back? Because they're calling us right now. We got to go.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you,
no problem, sir. We'll call you back. Come on, you pieces.